This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. A variety of acclaimed local storytellers come together Saturday night in Albuquerque for Story Space, a look at how artists of different backgrounds, ages, and temperaments approach a common art form. The event, sponsored by the Outpost Performance Space, was organized by our guest this morning, one of the area's wisest, most heartfelt storytellers, host of KUNM's Spoken Word Hour, Ramona King. Ramona, it's great to have you here.
Thank you, Spencer. It's wonderful to be here.
First of all, you curated this. You put this together. Why did you choose this particular group of people?
It's a variety. First of all, we have Vivian Nesbitt, who does her one-woman show, The Bark in the Tree. And Vivian's story is about connection to her ancestry in Ireland. I felt that her story is dealing with finding her way home was very significant to our basic theme that we're not really talking about, but we're doing, is our journey, our life's journey. Linda Rodeck is a student of action theater. The day I saw her, I said, Linda, you remind me of Brother Blue. And I told her someday I'd like for us both to get together and do a piece on Brother Blue, who passed away a few years ago.
Right.
Brother Blue was a storyteller from, or the storyteller, the main storyteller in Cambridge, Massachusetts. This man was a Harvard professor. He thought it not strange as a Harvard professor to be outside on the streets speaking as God's gesture to the people.
Wow.
And he's being coined as the modern day father of storytelling. Yeah.
So you and Linda Rodeck will be paying tribute to
yes.
Brother Blue.
Yes, we will. And then we have Kathy McGill, who is a jazz, rhythm, and blues singer here in Albuquerque. Kathy did a talk for TED Talks Albuquerque, and she told the story of her mother. Not just tells the story, but she sings the story from soul. It's very soulful, and it reminds me of the way the griots tell stories in Africa. It's not just telling the story. You tell the story and then suddenly you're singing the story and then you're moving the story and you're reaching for people as you tell the story. So that's the element of what Kathy has to bring to this. And then we have Johanna and Scott Darcy, mythic ballads. She's from Finland. She and Scott have this magical way of telling those stories that are symbolic of our journey, of searching for something, of finding love, of betrayal, of loyalty. Elaine Murray, her story is spoken through her body and through her voice, her way of sharing. It's very clear and defined, the movements. She will be sharing The Wife of Bath with us. And last but not least, we have a student from Albuquerque, a student, Paul Shea, a student from China, Hunan, China, who will be telling his own story about living on the streets in China.
And that's Shea, which is spelled X-I-E.
Yes.
So you're folding in to this group of professional storytellers, a non-professional young man who has a great story to tell.
Yes. The hope here, Spencer, is that we make a connection with one another, as Brother Blue would say, make that connection with one another by telling our stories. It's then, I believe there was a storyteller from the Smithsonian Institute, Rex Ellis, who said, you can't hate a man when you've heard his story.
Storyteller Ramona King leads Story Space, Saturday night at 7:30 at the Outpost Performance Space, 210 Yale Southeast in Albuquerque, an evening of a variety of approaches to storytelling. For tickets, call 268-0044. For details, go to outpostspace.org. Ramona, thank you so much for coming in.
Spencer, thank you for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.